headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lauren with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, does anyone recall the rollout of school zone speed cameras in Queensland? Probably not, as no drivers have been issued a fine in more than 6 months. The new high-tech cameras hidden behind school zone signs across the Sunshine State since January have been labelled a failure. Transport Minister Mark Bailey has placed his blame on technical problems during the testing period. However, retesting is ongoing to have the cameras ready by August 7th for the school term.
An 86-year-old outback pharmacist is still caring for remote and regional communities across Queensland's north. Whilst most retire at 60, Elaine McCormack is still pursuing her passion of providing healthcare to those in the bush no matter how far away they are. Her career has allowed her to support new mums on remote cattle stations, nurse people with cancer in isolated homes, and ensure residents receive their medicine. McCormack became famous amongst bush residents for her Mrs. Mac special cream, which treats skin infections common across the country.
In national news, we deal with the pure irony of car dealership workers caught hooning. Luxury second-hand car dealer Dutton One is meant to promise prestige and good care, yet it has recently been uncovered by former worker Dean Kay that two current workers are posting hoon videos in a group chat, one of which is Connor Childs, the manager. Kay reveals that the location of one video was right outside the Dutton One dealership in Mascot onto a six-lane road. He says, "If you pull out in the wrong space at the wrong time, you can kill somebody." New South Wales Police and Dutton One Human Resources have been contacted and action against the workers has been taken.
A regional Victorian doctor is calling for easier policies to allow internationally qualified nurses to work in Australia after a career break. Bendigo doctor Aruni Kozam said she wanted to employ a nurse who trained and worked in the United Kingdom, but her 14-year career break didn't meet Australia's practice standard. The standard requires nurses to complete a minimum of 450 hours of practice in the past 5 years, even before they can apply for registration in Australia. Dr. Kozam says reducing restrictions will also help alleviate workforce pressures, as she believes it is more harmful to not employ enough healthcare workers.
In international news, more ancient history has been unearthed, with over 125 tombs being discovered in Gaza, a Middle Eastern territory. This week, the Palestinian Ministry of Antiquities announced that the archaeologists working on a 2,000-year-old Roman cemetery has discovered the plentitude of tombs and two rare lead sarcophagi. Fidel Al-Achul, an expert whose organization is supervising the work, says that one of the sarcophagi was decorated with images of grapes and the other with dolphins. Al-Achul hopes the site will become an attraction for tourists with a museum to accompany.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.